The Kentucky Department of Education School Report Card shows that state schools earned an overall ranking of 3 stars out of a possible 5. Schools in 173 districts were rated on multiple assessments, including proficiency in math and reading, readiness for career or college, graduation rates, and achievement gaps. Bowling Green City schools are on par with the statewide average, but one issue facing the district is an achievement gap that arises from its large number of students who speak English as a second language. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Rhonda Miller. Bowling Green Independent Schools have students who speak a total of 49 different languages. Superintendent Gary Fields says the district celebrates diversity, but that wide range of languages needs the most attention for students in 6th through 8th grades.
The junior high would have had a score high enough for a 4-star, but we still have an achievement gap with our African-American students. But I will say that last year, the junior high actually had achievement gaps in addition to African-American students with Hispanic students, English language learners, as well as students with disabilities.
Fields said staff efforts and special programs reduce those other 3 gaps. But the gap in achievement of African-American students has to take into consideration that the junior high currently has 190 students whose native language is Swahili, as well as 50 students from Somalia. Other districts that earned an overall 3-star rating include Warren and Davis counties. In Pulaski County, the middle schools earned a 3-star rating, while the elementary and high schools earned 4 stars. You can find a link to the report that includes every one of the more than 1,400 schools in Kentucky at our website, wkyufm.org. In Bowling Green, I'm Rhonda Miller.